This is the Nine News Podcast.
Coming up, teenager charged over terror attack, China's message to Australia, and a fresh fire ant warning. I'm Madeline McNeil with this morning's Nine News Podcast. A teenager has been charged with a terrorism offence, accused of stabbing two church leaders in Sydney's southwest. Nine News reporter Katie Fuller.
Dozens were watching a live stream as Bishop Marmari Emmanuel delivered a sermon at Christ the Good Shepherd Church in Wakeley when he was stabbed. The 53-year-old has been recovering from significant head injuries in hospital. Another church leader was also injured when he tried to intervene. Police arrested a 16-year-old boy at the scene as riots began outside the facility. He's been in hospital under police guard and has now been charged with committing a terrorist act. If convicted, the teenager faces life in prison. He's due to appear in court via a bedside hearing this morning. In Sydney, Katie Fuller, Nine News.
The federal government is in the process of finalising a visa application for a Pakistani security guard injured in the Bondi Junction stabbing rampage. Mohammed Taha is recovering from his injuries in hospital after confronting the attacker. The Prime Minister expects his visa to be approved as early as today. Anthony Albanese has told Nine's A Current Affair he put his life on the line.
The Minister has spoken with the gentleman still in hospital, Mohammed, and we wish him every swift recovery. We see no reason why this shouldn't be approved, and I'm very confident it will be approved.
The Westfield will reopen for trade today. The federal government is strengthening its arguments for social media giants to fund local journalism. Facebook's parent company Meta will be asked about the spread of misinformation in the wake of the stabbings in Sydney. The government believes falsehoods and graphic imagery being spread online prove the need for real news on social media platforms. China has issued an icy message to Australia, warning the Albanese government to drop its Cold War mentality, claiming Beijing poses no risk to regional stability. The remarks follow the announcement from Defence Minister Richard Marles that the nation will bolster its navy over the next 10 years to combat a significant military build-up in our region. The United States has imposed new sanctions on Iran, targeting leaders and groups tied to a major drone attack on Israel. The United Nations Secretary General's warning of a full-scale conflict in the Middle East following Iran's strikes. Antonio Guterres is calling for restraint.
The Middle East is on a precipice. Recent days have seen a perilous escalation in words and deeds. The moment of maximum peril must be a time for maximum restraint.
A new report is urging the nation to step up its defences against red imported fire ants. The Australia Institute estimates the pest could cost the economy up to $22 billion by 2040. The insects can inflict painful stings and pose a major threat to the country's agricultural industry. Expensive scripts mean patients suffering from a chronic pain condition are reaching for ineffective medication. Fewer than half of fibromyalgia patients are using one or more recommended medical therapeutics, and none of the current evidence-based medications are covered by the Pharmaceutical Benefits Scheme. Royal Australasian College of Physicians Dr. Zachary Warren says if these drugs are added to the PBS, it'll make them more affordable for patients.
I think a lot of patients would find some relief if some of the more evidence-based medicines were on the PBS, because a lot of them are on PBS for other indications, such as duloxetine for depression, but not for fibromyalgia. So it's sort of limited for this patient group.
And a ram suspected of killing two people and injuring a third has been shot dead in New Zealand. A man and a woman, both in their early 80s, died in a paddock west of Auckland. Police say they were forced to shoot the ram after being confronted by the animal. In finance, one Australian dollar is buying 64 US cents.
Sport.
The Western Bulldogs have resurrected their AFL season after last week's massive loss to Essendon. The Bulldogs thumped St Kilda by 60 points at Marvel Stadium. To NRL, the Storm have beaten the Roosters 18-12 to kick off round 7 in Sydney. The win sees Melbourne go to the top of the table. Storm fullback Ryan Pappenhausen says the team kept its composure after losing Cameron Munster to the sin bin in the second half.
It wasn't really panic stations, but everyone just works for each other, and yeah, we're pretty chilled out, to be fair. It's something you train and something you're quite comfortable with, and yeah, we're just lucky we sort of held most of the ball there.
Australian surfer Tyler Wright has made the quarterfinals at the Margaret River Pro by the skin of her teeth, securing safety from the mid-season cut, and the Philadelphia 76ers have beaten the Miami Heat to secure a place in the NBA playoffs. I'm Madeline McNeil, and that's the 9 News podcast. For the latest in news, tune into 9 News at 6 p.m.